Okay, so basically, include the commission. The machlokas is if you basically if you throw Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah be'emtza below 10. So the Chum say potter because there's no akira and anacha. There's no anacha in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Kiva says yichayev because he says kul dekmishoncha, which means that once it goes through the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah, so kul dekmishoncha is once it goes through the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Kiva considers it like it rests in Rosh Hashanah and therefore yichayev. So we said, what's this? Sounds like a magical principle. And what's the machlokas, whether you say it or not? So we said that the idea of hanacha is because the object has to have a din makom. Okay, the makom, the way an object is din makom, makom is an essential, makom could be an accidental relationship of an object. But for a makom to be an essential property of an object, it acquires that through being a munach in the rishas. Through being a munach in a makom, dalad al dalad, the thing really has a din makom. And therefore, that's why you need a kiran hanacha. And in terms of the idea of changing the productivity of hotzah, is you're changing the makom of the object. The makom is a property of the object, and that needs dalad al dalad. And that's definitely the way it is, intrinsically. But the thing is that malacha, so to speak, there's an evolution of malachas hotzah, which is that the natural idea of hotzah, as we saw from the original Tosos on Beis and Aleph, is that really hotzah should be any makom to any makom, even in a rishas yachid. Be the kitchen to the dining room, because this is one makom, and there's a new makom. What's Rishos? So Rishos makes malacha, hotzan to malacha gruah. The Torah posited this idea of Rishos. It has to be from Rishiyach Rishos Rab. Okay, it can't just be makom to makom. So that doesn't belong in the malacha. That's like a super added thing. So the Chachamim say, okay, so the Torah just added one proviso. Really, hotzan is changing from one makom to another makom. But it has to be when that one makom happened to be in Rosh Hashanah, another makom happened to be in Rosh Hashanah. Just added on that rule. But the idea of the malacha is exactly the same, changing the din makom the object, and therefore you need dalad al dalad, you need hanacha. Okay, that's Rabban. But Rabbi Kiva says no, is that that doesn't make sense, that doesn't jive. Halachically, that's a cumbersome formula. If you tell me it's a din of changing the makom of an object, then how do you just throw in Rishos? Rishos has nothing to do with the makom, and it's not any more or less of a change of the makom because you put in this din Rishos. So therefore, he holds the way that the Torah made limited hotzah to Rishos is it changed the character of the malacha. And the malacha is that the issur is to change the Rishos of the object. Now, Rishos isn't an intrinsic property of an object. Rishos is a domain which has ground, has karka, and has avir, and an object is in a rishos. It doesn't have, it's not an essential property. You don't say, this object has a property of versus yachad. That's, no, it's makom is an intrinsic property of the thing, where it's kavua. But the rishos is like, it's in a domain. And they said the malacha, according to Bikiva, the malacha became to change the domain, to make it from this domain to that domain, to change the domain of the object. And that takes place once it's Niklat ba'avir, because since a domain has an avir, domains have avirs, so therefore, once it goes into the avir of the new domain, so the new rishos, now it takes on, it's in that rishos, so you've changed the rishos of the object. So the question is, when the Torah limited Malchut Gerua to rishos, did it basically keep the same idea of changing the essential makom of the object, but just the limitation has to be in different rishos, or did it change it to changing a rishos? Changing rishos doesn't even need a din hanacha. All it has to be is nikla be'avira. And that's just kuta kamisha huncha. It means huncha, that was the question. Manashach, does he need hanacha or does he not need hanacha? So he said, no, because hanacha, he agrees in the primary idea of hotzah, it's din of hanacha. But he says, kluta in the framework of rishos is kamisha huncha in the primary framework of hotzah. Okay? That's what it's going to be kamisha huncha. But the Chachamim say, no, never change the framework. It's the essential framework because you need real hanacha. You can't, just because there's limitation, it doesn't mean you're going to change the whole idea of the malacha. So we say on the one hand, the Chachamim are better because they keep the malacha intact. It's more close to the primary halacha. On the other hand, the formulation is more cumbersome according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva's formulation is simpler, but a further reach from the underlying system, underlying idea. That was the basic idea. So based on this, there's a Tosos, there's a Kasha. But I think the Kasha is easier to see in the Tosos of Rashi. So let's do it in there. Okay, we can look at Tosos also. I think he's saying the same thing. I just think it's easier to see it there. The case is a little bit easier. So it's Basar Debaya Hadar Pasha. It's Tosos of Rashi on Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, Dalet Amud Beis. Basar Debaya Hadar Pasha. The Pli Rekluta Masizer Rekiva. Vim Tomar. Okay, imkain. So this is saying if our Mishnah, you're telling me, that's what's trying to explain our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, the big kasha in our Mishnah is that how is it, there's no hanacha, because you're putting it on the guy's hand in our Mishnah. So a hand isn't dalet al dalet. So how are you going to be chayev? So it says, oh, because kutuk mishoncha damya. Kutuk mishoncha. So when you put it in the hand of the, let's say the ani, so even though your hand isn't dalet al dalet, oh, that would be necessary if you're going like the Chachamim who say you really need a din mako makvias, you need al dalet. But this is Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva is kudu mishon chadamya. So therefore, it's niklat in the avir of the other rishos once you put it in the other guy's hand. Once you put it in the other guy's hand, it takes on the din rishos. So that's what it's answering. So he says, but there's a problem. Vim tomer, mkein pashar hani adolafnim, vinoto valvais misocha, amai miftar ani. So he says if the ani sticks his hand across the border, picks it up in Rishas Rabim, sticks his hand across the border, right? Puts the anashir takes it out of his hand and puts it down. He said they're both potter. Yeah, but why don't you say once the ani puts his hand across the border, he's chayiv because it's nikled in the avir of the Rishas Yachid. What do you have to have that the Ashir, the Ani, puts it down in the hand, which is less than the Dalal of the Ashir? The second he crosses the border, it should have a din of a monach. It should be a klutik mishon chadamya. So how could our Mishnah be Rabbi Akiva klutik mishon chadamya? You see, from Mishnah, it's only once he puts it down in the hand of the Ashir. It doesn't work just to cross the border. But kluta kamisha chadamya means kluta in the avir of the rishos, and you're across the border. Once you cross the border, you're in the avir of the rishos. That's his kasha. Okay. So he answers, since the hand is drawn after the guf, you don't consider it a munach. You don't consider it a munach in the Rishos, because his hand is drawn after the body. The body is in the original Rishos, so therefore it doesn't have a din of a munach it's not like a munach at that point. And there's no, you're not over at that point. They're only over once you put it down in the other guy's hand. So the question is, what's the idea? Why should that be? I mean, that's what our Tosus says also. Tosus, regular Tosus, says, Avalamata miyodim, dalam and alaf at the bottom. He says, Kishehachifet biyado shalani, o shalabais, lo shaykh kluta. He says, when it's in the hand, and he's the outstretched hand of the alabais, you don't say kluta. Tokshinosim alabais, o soch yodo, vehotzi, lo machayev. He is like the reverse cases, because when the Baal HaBayis puts in his hand, then he pulls it across. So he's saying, as it was already in the first Rishos, so now he pulls it back into his Rishos. But you see, an achayev for that. An achayev for pulling it back into your Rishos. So if you say that it's din makom, I understand, because he never did an akira. But if you say it's just crossing the border, because it's just changing the Rishos, so it was originally in that Rishos, it was nikla in that Rishos, now you pull it into your Rishos. It's the same case, just reversed. But either way, he's saying is you don't say this thing in the outstretched hand. You don't say kluta kamisha huncha in the outstretched hand. And the question is why not? That's a good question. So Chaim's asking is, but what? One second, you're telling me that the hand, you don't say kluta kamisha huncha when it's in the hand. So I mean, it sounds like he's saying because hands aren't avi or something like that. You don't say kluta on hands. But if that's what he's saying, then the kasha is about our Mishnah's case, is where you put it down in the hand of the other guy. You pick it up and put it in the hand of the other guy. So now you should say, oh, hands, you don't say, kluta mishoncha. So, but that's the whole case of the Mishnah that you're chaya for. That's what's trying to say, your hand isn't dalal dalal. He says, no, because kluta mishoncha. So you see, you do say kluta mishoncha in hands. So you don't say that hands are removed from kluta mishoncha. So what's he saying? Do you say that or do you not say it? Right. He doesn't mean that. So I was referencing this before, but he the difference is whether if your guf is in the Rishos or the guf is outstretched in different Rishos. He doesn't mean if your guf is in Rishos HaYachid and he puts it in your hand, then it's kluta in Rishos HaYachid. That's fine. It's the outstretched hand is what he's saying. Is that if your body is in Rishos HaYachid and your hand is outstretched into Rishos HaRabim, you don't say then that it's kluta in Rishos HaRabim. It's specifically the case, and that's the other was a goof that was referred to earlier when he came across it. It means it was that kind of case where he had an outstretched hand. So he's referencing. But that's what that was the case I was talking about. But the question is, what's the svara? I mean, but that's just the pshat. That's That's what he's saying. That's definitely what he's saying. But the question is why. The question is, I mean, we talked about these issues, but earlier we talked about them in terms of really like defining the object and the real hanacha and that type of stuff. But here, why don't you say kluta? What's his thing? How does kluta not work? Why doesn't kluta work? After all, it is, like Rashi says, it's niklat in the avir of the rishos. So it's grabbed in by the air. Once it's in the, it sounds like he's saying is once you cross the border, poof, that's it. So you cross the border. So who cares? Okay, now, so I think if I'm saying it's good, that the idea is that it's not, first of all, it's not just a pshat, like it's once it crosses the border. It's not like there's like this, the air of the rishos, like just defines it. Somehow it's like, that's it. Once it's in the air, you're chayef. It's not like kluta sounds like it grabs it in. It's not just a simple idea once it's in the air. But the idea is that you're trying to say that it's an object of this rishos, okay? That this is the rishos of the object. That's the halacha. It's din of rishos. That it takes on the rishos. Now, rishos, we said rishos has karka, and rishos has avir, right? And therefore, you could define it as an object of this rishos through relating to through being in the avir of the rishos, right? Through being in the or through being on the ground of the rishos. Rishos is different, you know. Or not only that, or through putting it down on a person in that rishos. I mean, a person could be in a rishos, and if you put it on him, it's also related to the rishos. Okay, put it down on a table in the rishos, you put it down on a person in the rishos, you put it down. There's all different ways of relating an object to a rishos. Okay. But if it's in the airspace of the rishos, but it's like in the hand of a guy who's in the other rishos, so you don't say it's like, it's just in the air of this new rishos. It's not just in the air. It's the fact that when it's like in a guy's hand, it's in a guy's hand. It's not in the air. I mean, it's true, his hand happens to be in the air, but that's not the idea of in the avir. It's the idea of something airborne. When it's airborne, so if it's airborne in the rishos of Yerabim, so that's its rishos. But this isn't airborne, this is in the guy's hand. And the guy is really in the rishos of Yerabim. Okay, let's say in the case of Dani. The guy's in rishos harabim. So you don't say, just because it happens to be, like in the spatially, the object is in the airspace of the rishos hayachid. It's true, practically it's in the airspace. But conceptually, it's not in the airspace. It's not an avir. It's in his hand. And his hand is in rishos harabim. His hand is a part of his body. And his body is in the rishos harabim. So therefore, you don't say that the object becomes... The fact that his body is in the rishos harabim and is yada basa gufa greira, so that's ma'akev the object from being identified with the rishos harabim. It's not identified with the rishos. I'm sorry, with the rishos hayachid. It's not identified with the rishos hayachid as long as it's a part of the guy's body and the body is in the rishos harabim. Okay, and it only becomes identified in that instance. It only becomes identified with the new rishos when you put it down in the hand of the hand of the asher. So you put it down in the hand of the baal bais. Okay, so the idea of the avir, though, but if you throw it. So once it's in the avir, it's in the airspace, so now that's it. It doesn't have any allegiance, so to speak, to any people, any anything. Now it's just in the avir of the rishos yachid. So now it's associated, identified with the rishos yachid. Again, but airspace isn't just, it's not like there's particles in the air that affect the object. It's a conceptual idea of how the object is identified. So airborne is an object, now it's related to the air. But again, in his hand, it's related to his hand, and his hand is part of the body. So you don't say now it's identified with the old rishos. No, it's identified with his body. So it's true, he happened to be almost going to put it down, but it doesn't take on the new rishos until he puts it down on the other guy. But once on the other guy is standing in rishos hayachid, his hand is in rishos hayachid, so he is like an object in rishos hayachid, you're putting it down on the object. So now the chafetz's identity is the rishos of the chafetz is the rishos hayachid. Yeah. So to speak, being in the avir is like an absence of being in anywhere else. Once it's in anywhere else, it's not in the avir. I mean, everything's avir. The whole world is an avir everywhere. But air, you only have air when something is not related to any other object, because air is like an absence, so to speak. So you don't say it's like in the air. I mean, you don't say I'm in the air. Everything's in the air. But something's in the air, I mean, there's nothing else touching it. It's just, but once it's on a person, then the person is, that's what's related to. And the person's guf is his primary, his body is in the other rishos. So then you don't say it's related. It doesn't even grab onto the avir, so to speak. You know, it just happens to be passing through the avir, but you don't look at avir as a phenomenon unless you're removed from the objects. You know, but if it's airborne, now it's in the air. You know, but you don't say you're every guy's walking through air. You know? In other words, it gets into all the other questions which we talked about last time. The outstretched hand, we did all those sugyas. The outstretched hand is neither like Rishas Yachad nor like Rishas Rabin. And that's a Gemara, it's an open Gemara. It says, Yadda Shadam Rishas Yachad, Loka Rishas Yachad, Rishas Rabin. And that's what it's all about. But essentially, even if you say Kluta, that's the point. This Kluta doesn't mean there's a magical power of the air, that it affects anything in the air. Air is like a solid airspace. It's a conceptual idea. When something is airborne, a Rishos has air, has avir, and something is airborne, it's related to the Rishos, through his air, through his avir. But if it's not in the avir, and it's part of a guf, now you're back in the parsha of, it's not in the parsha of Kluta, now you're in the parsha, it's on an object, and you have to define the object, and then you get into all the questions, if it's not really Rishos Yachas, not Rishos Rav, that whole sugi over there. Okay, but just because it's Kluta, it doesn't mean, that's what he's getting, knocking out. He's saying, you know, don't think of Kluta as just a thing. It's like, once it crosses the border, that's it. It's in the Rishos. It's a conceptual idea. And Avir, Niklat be'Aviro, is a phenomenon. It's the idea of Avir, and Avir is associated with Rishos. Okay? So to speak, when he puts it down in the hand of the Yashir, he's not really Munach, because it's not Dalal Dalet, at least at this stage of the game. It's not Dalal Dalet, so it doesn't really have a Din Makom. So what then? So the answer is it's Kluta, which means that it's related to the Rishos, through his Avir, through the Avir of the Rishos. The only thing is, the only reason you needed to put it down in his hand is so that it's no longer in your hand, because your hand is Ma'akev, the Kluta, from taking effect. The second you put it down on anything, even though it's not Dalet al Dalet, now the Avir could grab hold of the thing. Okay, now it's related to the Avir. Or it's related, but through the person. There's nothing wrong with the person being related to the obvious. The problem is if the person's in the other Rishos. You don't even have to say that. I mean, you could just say is that it's associated with the person, and the person is in this Rishos. You know what I mean? It was like, I don't know if you didn't say this to obvious. It's not because of Kluta then. And then it's because the person is holding it. And the person is in the Rishos Yachid. So the object's Rishos is the Rishos Yachad.
Didn't
the question is like the Gemara is saying Kluta Mishnah. It says who is this? How many Bekiva? Dama Lobin and Makom Arba Larva. And then it says the Tanan because of Kluta Mishnah. So does it mean that in the Yad of the Baal Bayis is Kluta Mishnah? Well, I mean, anyways, you could say it's Kluta Mishnah because it's not really Munach. So it's, but here it's in the hand of the hand that's Kmishancha. And it's all the same thing. It means it's related to the Rishos as Kmishancha. I mean, when it's in the Avir, he says Kluta because Kluta in the Avir. But I mean, if it's even more, I mean, either way, I mean, but it's even more. If it's in his hand, it's also Kmishancha in the Rishos. Because it's din of the Rishos. It doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. So it doesn't really matter. It's in the airspace in his hand. Either way, the point is the object's identity is this Rishos. Okay, but I would think it's the same concept as Kluta Gemishamcha. It's just Kluta. If you want to say the Lashon of Kluta, the Lashon of Kluta is specifically for the Avir, or it could even be it's in his hand. But the point is the same. It's in the Rishos. It could be on the ground of the Rishos, in the airspace of the Rishos, on a person who is in the Rishos. The point is, that's it's the Rishos. What's this Rishos? The Rishos Yachad. Okay, so let's go further. Okay, so now... So now we got here this Tosas, the second Tosas, okay? So to the last Tosas, on the bottom of the page, Dalamanaf, Damrina. Okay, now in order to do this, we got to remember the Cheshire of the Gemara. Okay? So let's just get the Cheshire of the Gemara. It's not so hard. Okay, but basically the thing is like this, is that you have our Mishnah, okay? Okay, follow the steps here. Okay, so you have the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a case where you put it down in the guy's hand. You pick it up, you put it down in the guy's hand. Akira, Anacha, Yechayev. Okay, so hanacha in a guy's hand is yichayev for. So the Gemara asks, aye, but it's not dalet al dalet. Okay, fine. So Rabba says, hamani Rabbi Akiva. Rabba says, this is shitas Rabbi Akiva, who holds you don't need dalet al dalet. Okay, who holds you don't need dalet al dalet. This is Rabba saying, this is Rabbi Akiva. Okay, in other words, Rabbi Akiva, not the chachamim. This is Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you don't need dalet al dalet. Okay, well, what's this Rabbi Akiva? Because that is machlokas. If you throw off Mershiyah Rosh Hashiyachid and Rosh Hashiyah Rabbin Bamsa, so Rabbi Akiva says, Yechayiv Nacham Seir Pater. So what's the machlokas? The Gemara explains. What's the machlokas? Rabbi Akiva holds Kluta Kmishan Chadamya. The Rabbanan hold not. It does not Kmishan Chadamya. So since Rabbi Akiva holds Kol Dikmei Shel Halacha, therefore you don't need, in the case of the hand, you're going to be chayev. The Rabbanan who hold, no, you don't say Kol Dikmei Shel Halacha, they hold you really need a real hanacha. Dal, and the hand's not going to work. Okay, fine. So then, that's the Rabba's answer. So that's Rabba's answer to who is the author of our Mishnah, it's Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Then the Gemara says, hold on one second. Hold on. Are you telling me that Rabba was so certain about how to explain this machlokas, that the machlokas was about Kutta Kamisha Unchadamya? Maybe not. Because Rabba himself, one time, asked this very question. Is what are they arguing about? Are they arguing about Kutta Kamisha Unchadamya? Right? Are they arguing about Kutta Kamisha Unchadamya? Or do you say, no. Really, everyone agrees Kutta Kamisha Unchadamya. Okay? Really, everyone would agree. And if it were below 10, where it's actually going through the Rosh Hashanah, you'd say Kol Dikmei Shel Chadamya. But the whole Machlokas is where it's above 10. Above 10, it's really going through Makom Patur. So you can't say Kol Dikmei Shel Chadamya above 10, because this has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. So then, the whole Machlokas is a separate Machlokas of Yelfin and Zorek Me Moshe. Do you say, going above 10, Moshe you definitely Chayev above 10, what about Zorek? Totally separate Machlokas. But below 10, Rabba says, maybe they all agree that you'd be chayiv because you say, Kludzik Mishon Chadamya. Okay, that's what the Gemara asks on Rabba. That why are you, Rabba, so certain? You're saying, Hamani Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva. But weren't you the guy who was asking, maybe that's the Machlokas, or maybe everybody holds Kludzik Mishon Chadamya. Right? Maybe everybody holds Kludzik Mishon Chadamya. So why is Rabba saying this is Rabbi Akiva? Maybe you should say this is everybody. Why is he limiting it to only Rabbi Akiva? So basically the Gemara answers Rabba changed his mind. Rabba, even though Rabba asked the question, he became partial to him later that that's what they're arguing about, and therefore it's only Rabbi Akiva. Okay, fine. Good? Okay. So Tosis asks an obvious question. I think it's an obvious question. You read the Pshat. Is why not just say the Kashulari? What are you asking? Is it so simple to Rava? How do you know so pasha? If you'll tell me, he says, this is Rabbi Akiva, which sounds like not the Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, either way Rava learned, Rabbi Akiva definitely held Kudush Kudushon Chadamya. But the Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon, it depends. If you learn Machlokas Kol Dikmei Shel Halacha, they hold not. And if you hold that they both agree, but Machlokas is Zorg Moshe, so then you say they hold that it is Kol Dikmei Shel Halacha. Therefore, he couldn't say Hamani Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon he wasn't so sure about. Okay? So, in other words, he's saying is that why all Rabba's doing is he wants to play it safe. He just wants to play it safe. He doesn't know who's the author of Mishnah. It's saying it's Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds Kol Dikmei Shel Halacha. And Rabbi Akiva definitely holds Kol Dikmei Shel Halacha. Now, it's true Rabba wasn't sure. Do the Rabbanon reject Kol Dikmei Shel Halacha? Or they accept it, but they argue because it's above 10. But why go into all this complicated issues of the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon, it's that he wasn't sure whether the Rabbanon held Kol Dikmei Shel Halacha. So maybe the reason why Rabbi Akiva said, Hamani Rabbi Akiva he, is because he was absolutely 100% convinced that Rabbi Akiva definitely holds Kol Dikmei Shel Halacha. So why is the Gemara getting so upset that he's pinning it on Rabbi Akiva? That's what he's doing. He didn't want to get into complications. It's because of Kol Dikmei Shel Halacha, and it's Rabbi Akiva. Either Rabbanon? Yeah, maybe it's the Rabbanon, maybe not. Okay? So then the Gemara Tosa says, "V'imayinu omrim hadaka amar la'el Rabbi Akiva saber Kol Dikmei Shel Chadamya v'Rabbanan v'chulei hakol midivrei Rabba hi haveasi shapir av ein nirashim midivrei Rabba." So this is just a technical point. It's saying that if the Gemara goes on, it brings down the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham, and it explains the machlokas is Kol Dikmei Shel Chadamya or not. So it's saying if you're going to tell me that's Rabba's explanation of the machlokas, then the Gemara is a good kasha. It's because Rabba's explaining the machlokas is Kutuk Mishon Chol, but Rabba wasn't so sure about that. But he says it's not mashma that, it's mashma that all Rabba's doing is he's quoting the Mishnah. And then the Gemara is going on to explain that Rabba must be saying because the machlokas is Kutuk Mishon Chol Damya. And then the Gemara says, hold on, is Rabba so sure that it's Kutuk Mishon Chol? Maybe it's something else. So those things from the mashmos of the Gemara, it's not Rabba who's saying that. Okay, if Rabba were the one saying it, then you have a good kasha. But it's not what it's asking. It's asking not because he's quoting it there, it's just because he's saying it's only Rabbi Akiva. He's saying just because he says only Rabbi Akiva doesn't prove that he holds that that the Rabbanan don't hold it. He's just picking the Rabbi Akiva because no matter what he holds it. Okay? Basically, so answer like this. So there's two answers here. Okay, I think first answer is somewhat a cheshbon answer. The second one is I think more important. But let's get the first one, because there's a point here to be made in the first one also. So Omari, Dochi Perusha. Rabba asked the Nibaya. Okay, and remember what his Ibaya was. And this is actually a point you guys, I think maybe Chaim mentioned the first time. Rabba's Ibaya was, is it pshat that the argument is below 10? Do you say klut ha? Or do you say, no, below 10, everyone agrees klut ha, but the machlokes is above 10? Okay, he says, v'kivon d'iko l'svuke b'plug tayu, since he's not sure what the machlokes is, ika nami l'svuke, there's another third possibility. Dilma kule alma lo amrinan klut ha. Maybe nobody holds Kluta Kamishon Chadamya. And you're definitely not going to be chayiv because of that. Ubezukuna Gedzula Kulayama Pater. And if you're talking about opposite sides of the Rishon Sarabim, definitely to be Pater. Ki Pligi Bidiyuta Achas. It's talking about we're on the same side of Rishon Sarabim. The Rabbi Kiva Sari Yofin Zorg Moshe. Rabban Sari Yofin Zorg Moshe. Okay, in other words, that would be another way to learn that maybe nobody holds Kluta Kamishon Chadamya. And the only question is because of this Zorg Moshe deal. Rabba didn't say that possibility. Ella, the Rabba, lo chashafarish, kalabayos. But even though Rabba only said two possible explanations, there's really a third possible explanation also. Rabba just didn't say that. So since there are really three possible explanations, so why is Rabba's, and if it were that way, that nobody holds Kudim Mishuncha, then you're up the creek, because now who's the author of our Mishnah? Now you don't know who the other Mishnah is, because our Mishnah, there's nobody who holds Kutu Mishnah. Neither Rabbi Kiva. There's according to Rabba's third possibility, which he didn't mention, which is kind of the important possibility, but according to that third possibility, Rabba really, there's nobody who holds Kutu Mishnah. And then, that's the Gemara's Kasha, is that if you're really Mesupik about what the Machlokas is, now how do you know that anybody holds Kutu Mishnah? That's a good question on Rabba. And then the answer is no, Rabba changed his mind. Really, Rabba is clear that is the Machlokas. I think the basic idea, the idea is he's saying it, because on the surface it sounds ad hoc, he's saying there's a third possibility. Does Gemara say anything about a third possibility? He's just making this up. Rabba doesn't say a third possibility. But I think his point is that there's two possibilities. Either Rabba had a Mesora, or he knew what the Machlokas was. Either he knew what the Machlokas was, or he didn't know. Okay? If he knew, so then he knew. But once he doesn't know, how does he know it's one of these two things? If he has a Mesora, he knows what they're arguing about, then he knows. That is, if the Machlokas came with an explanation. But if he doesn't know, so now you're just saying he's just analyzing it objectively. And if you're analyzing it objectively, he's saying is that there are two separate issues. There's an issue of Zohar Yufin, Zohar Yomotion, there's an issue of Klutu Kamishon Chadamya. So how do you know, since you could explain the whole Machlokas as Klutu Kamishon Chadamya, so now how do you know what they hold? I'm sorry. Since you explain the whole Machlokas as Yufin and Zohar Yomotion, how do you know what both guys hold? Whether they both hold Kluta Kamishon or Kluta Lav Kamishon? There's no bearing on the thing. If you're just looking at the thing totally lied, without coming with any prior knowledge, then you just don't know. Maybe the Machlokas is about Kluta Kamishon, or maybe it's about Yafin Zorg Mimoshe, and I don't know anything about Kluta Kamishon Chadami. There's no way you could have some predilection one way or the other way. So Rabba just is mentioning to you, or is it about Kluta Kamishon Chadami? And it's saying is, they're both Kluta Kamishon Chadami. There's no way that you could know, unless you had a Mesora. But if you had a Mesora, then you had a Mesora, and then you know what the Machlokas is. So the thing is, like, if, there's no way he could know that it's only two of these possibilities. It's just mentioning only two of them, just to show you that there's two areas the Machlokas could be about. Now, area could be about Kluta Kamishon Chadami, or the area of Machlokas could be about, Yofin Zorg Moshe. Tosis asks, though, so why does he pick that one? Why does he say they both go Yofin and Zorg Moshe? Right? Why does he pick that? Both Okud Mishon Chadamya. Right? After all, it seems like a Mechudish to type of an idea. You don't need Dalad. So he says, because that's like the Mishnah, because then the Mishnah could be like everybody. Otherwise, you don't have anyone to explain a Mishnah. Because then at this stage of the game, our Mishnah holds your Yad work, so how can your Yad work? So it works, because Kluta Mishon Chadamya. So it's nice, it's good to say that everybody holds it. Makom Dalad, whatever, I don't know. But essentially, that's why he fixed that one, because it's better to, Rabbi knows, it's better to find somebody who holds Kluta Mishon Chadamya. You'd rather both of them hold Kluta Mishon Chadamya than none. If there's none, then the Mishnah's off the creek. Yeah, there are other answers, but I guess this is what Rabba's doing. This is Rabba's answer. Rabba, apparently Rabba wants to learn it this way. I mean, that, this is Rabbah's answer. So Rabbah, insofar as, you know, he's throwing that possibility out, with Torah, you know, because he's trying to get to work in the Mishnah. But so the Gemara is saying is that if you're really honest, Rabbah, if you really are honest that you don't know what this machlokas is, then you have to entertain a third possibility. So why is it so clear to you that there isn't that third possibility? And you know that somebody here holds Klutik Mishoncha. Maybe the Machlokas is about Zorg Moshe, and nobody holds Klutik Mishoncha. So who will give you this confidence to say this definitely explains our Mishnah? Maybe not.
So how did the Gemara answer that?
Well, the Gemara answered it that he became Pashatim. That even though he asked the question originally, then he knew. Well, what happened? What changed? How did he become Pashatim? What, he got all of a sudden got him a Sorah? I mean, maybe he did. I don't know. It's possible. But I mean, maybe he held him. Say, maybe he just he thought about it. He didn't like the soil fiends or Moshe. Like that. He held that nobody holds that. So if he held nobody holds that, then let me explain it as the Matamiyat. And say, Kutuk Mishalamcha. Could be that's what he held. Could be that's what he held. Right? Because that's the thing. That's so if you say that, then it means. So if the Omachuk is Kutuk Mishalamcha, so then Lamaila.
And there were two possibilities, and then
we thought right, right. It became a simple time. He worked it over, and he saw it became a pashtun. Yeah, I mean, it's also, I mean, it's a little bit. Yeah, no, let's leave it at that. I mean, it could be a tasting matter, but I think let's leave it. Okay, fine. So that's the first answer. So I think it's not somewhat. The svar is only just going to see the derech of the Gemara. I think it's an interesting point in the Lima. It's like. Is that you could? It's an interesting logical point. Is that either you have knowledge or you don't have knowledge? You can't have like a little bit, like halfway knowledge. Like you know, if you know the svara, you know what the argument's about. Then you know what the argument's about. Once you don't know, now you have to consider all the possibilities. If you don't know, you don't know. And now who knows? Anything's game. You can't. You know. I think that's the point. Okay. But the second answer is where it really gets interesting. Okay. So the second answer is like this. Okay, and this is where maybe we'll get the facts here for today. And get some. You'll see there's Tosas Yishanim here. There's a Rashba and a Ramban. This is a somewhat packed area. Okay, so it says like this. So again, the question is, let's go back to the question. So the question was that how do you know that Rabba is saying that only Rabbi Akiva holds Klutik Mishalcha? Maybe it's also the Rabbanim, but he's not his Mesopak, so he's just saying that it's Rabbi Akiva. He's just saying it's Rabbi Akiva, because so either way, Rabbi Akiva ends up holding Klutim Meshamcha. Why is the Gemara attacking him for taking a stance here? So he says, Odo Mari, Dehadik Amar Hashas, Avalamata Me'asara, Divrei HaKol Chayev, Damirin Klutim Meshamcha. Okay, get this. So as it says, is really maybe the Machlokas is above that. And the chok is above 10, whether you'll feel Zorim emotion. Right? Whether you'll feel Zorim emotion. But when it says, but below 10, everyone agrees, Kuzum Mishoncha. Hainu the Rabbanan. Even though it's a different call, that's only really the Rabbanan. Avalu Rabbi Akiva, Kuta Lav Kumishoncha Damya. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't simultaneously say, you'll feel Zorim emotion and Kuta Kumishoncha Damya. Okay? Rather, if you say, you'll feel Zorim emotion, you have to say kuda lav kmishon chadamia. V'umechayiv mishum diyofin zorim moshe. The only reason you'd be chayiv is because of the diyofin zorim moshe. Okay, why? Why can't you hold them both? That's what he's saying. He said, you can't hold them both. So if you tell me machlok is above 10, then Rabbi Akiva can't hold kuda kmishon chadamia, and therefore the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Akiva. So the fact that Rabbah is saying it's Rabbi Akiva must be he's certain that it's below 10. So why is it still clear? Why can't you hold both? Why, if you hold Yelfin and Zorg Mimoshe, do you have to say Kluta Lav Kamishoncha? I mean, this is his move here. The East of our Kamishoncha Damia, because if you're going to tell me Kluta is really Kamishoncha, Lohavi Matsil Melev Zorg Mimoshe, then you would not be able to learn out from Zorg, from Moshe to Zorg. Okay, why? The Holo Damia Klal? Because they're not similar. They're totally different. The Kivon de Kamishon Chadamia. Okay, since you say that when it's an airspace, it's Kamishon Cha. Zorig Lamaila Me'asara, when you throw it above 10, because Zorig Mershal Seyachad L'makom Pator. It's like a Umakom Pator, Mershal Seyachad. Because it's Kamishon Cha. So it would be as if you threw it and put it at rest, it rested in the Makom Pator, and then it went from the Makom Pator to Mershal Seyachad, which you're not Chaya for. Okay, in Moshe, you don't have that because it's in your hand the entire time. Right? But it's not like in the case of Moshe, because in Moshe, it's just going through the Makom Pator, but it never leaves your hand. So since it's never going to be kluta, because like we said before, in the guy's hand, it's, you don't say kluta. Okay? So in Moshet, right, in Moshet, you're chayev. I can understand why in Moshet, you're chayev, coming from Moshet Yachad to Moshet Yachad directly. But by Zorek, if you hold kluta Gemisha Uncha, once it goes in the airspace of the Makom Petor, it's Gemisha Uncha, and therefore you're going from Moshet Yachad to Makom Petor, and then from Makom Petor to Moshet Yachad. So how is that comparable to Moshet? How can you learn your Zorek Moshet? Zorek to Moshet is good if you want to just say Zorek and Moshet are the same action, but you can't introduce a Makom Petor in the middle. And if you hold kluta kamisha uncha damya, then when it's in the airspace of the makom Torah, it's kamisha uncha. So then, how could he possibly learn out yofin zorik Moshe? But he does learn out yofin zorik Moshe. Rabbi Kiva does, according to the second possibility. So it must be that he holds. You don't say kluta kamisha uncha. It must be kluta lav kamisha alma karcha. Kiva the savar yofin zorik Moshe. Since he does savar kluta lav kamisha uncha damya. Right, it must be held as not commission on Chadamia. So according to the second possibility of Rabbah, Rabbi Kiva cannot possibly hold commission on Chadamia and cannot possibly be the author of our Mishnah. The Hashtas, Ishapir, the Parach, Lememra, the Pshitalai. So now it turns out it's good. Why the Gemara is saying is, why is Rabbah so certain that it could be Rabbi Akiva? Because in the second possibility, it can't be Rabbi Akiva. Okay? And then basically, he keeps going more of this stuff, okay? It works out other things also. Okay. Oh, that's right. That's why earlier, when it's the machlokas is about kluta kamisha huncha, it just says machlokas kluta kamisha huncha, but it says but they all agree about lamaila me'asara that you're potter. So it says, why well, how do you know that you're potter? Maybe they all agree that you're chayev. No, you couldn't say they all agree they're chayef, because since Rabbi Akiva holds kluta kamisha uncha, he can't possibly hold the yofin zorik Moshet. Okay, you could get the chashma. I mean, that's the chashma. But here's one point here. His main point, there's one point in Tosfos, is that if you say kluta kamisha uncha damya, then you cannot possibly say that if I do zorik, if I do Moshet above 10, then I'm chayef, therefore zorik is the same thing. If I throw it above 10, across from Shizyacha, the Shosram in between, I'm going to be chayef. Because when I throw it, it bypasses the avir of the makom petor. Avir of the makom petor is kluta gemisha hancha, and since kluta gemisha hancha, so now it's basically resting in the makom petor. So that I'm not going to be chayef for that. You never chayef for that. So, but since he doesn't say that, he does learn. He says through his motion and zorik are the same. So it must be he's not holding by kluta gemisha hancha. That's why he can't probably simultaneously hold yofin and zorik mimosha and kluta gemisha hancha. That's one. You have to think about what's the svara here. So what's I mean, there's something a little fishy, but I think the way to bring it out is let's look at the Tosfos Yeshanim. If you look at the side here, the little print on the side, on the right side of the Tosfos, he says, not so fast. Okay, Tosfos Yeshanim doesn't buy it. Okay? You can't just throw around Kluta Gemisha Uncha so simply. Okay? He says, Ve'ena hochacha. It's not a good proof. The lo omar Kluta Gemisha Uncha damya el alahachmir. Okay, you only say kluta gemisha uncha to be machmir on the guy, to be machayef the guy. The ilahakel nami amru, but here you want to say ilahakel to say that the guy's going to be potter when he throws him rishis yachad through the makom petor. You want to say he's going to be potter because the makom petor is going to be a mafsik and potter him. He says if you're going to tell me that you say kluta gemisha uncha even to potter, even to be mekel on a guy, dalin amru imkin zorik dalam shusel ram hechem mishkachasla. This is the problem all the rishon, all the sham deal with. Is if I throw something, Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabim, I'm chayef. Okay? Throw Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Now, if you're going to say Kut Misha Unchadami, I can never get Dalet Amos because it always is at rest. The first, you get across a boundary, across a border you could get because it's instantaneous. It's like you don't need any distance. But you can never get Dalet Amos because it's like it rests after two Amos. So then it's going to keep resting, you know. You never get anywhere. So if you're going to tell me that Kluta Gemisha Uncha is going to actually be Pater a guy, be Mekel on a guy, so then you're never going to be Chayv Dalet Amos Rishravim. So, but you are Chayv Dalet Amos Rishravim. So it must be, he's saying, is that you only say Kluta Gemisha Uncha Damya to be Machmir on a guy, not to be Mekel on a guy. It's very nice, but how does that work? I mean, it's a nice rule, but what's the sense to that rule? It's a good Raya. There's different ways they deal with that. One way they say is, no, the whole Dalet Amos Rishravim is a Halach Moshe Mesinai, so you can't ask from there. There's other answers also. Ramban is another answer. The Rashba brings that down. And that's a question. I mean, if it's a rule, it's a rule. If it's not a rule, it's not a rule. I mean, it sounds like he's... I mean, it's true, it's a good question from the Zrika. Mzorek, which I guess you're going to have to explain. You're going to have to get around that problem. I mean, if you want to say Tosus, you're going to have to get around that problem. Because Tosus doesn't bother, but, you know, apparently Tosus holds it. Obviously, Tosus holds the Chayv Dal Amos Shazram. So, but the question is, what kind of rule is this? You only say, I mean, it's nice, it solves problems, but what's the sense to that? Either it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. So that's what we got to do. We got to do Mahlug. We got to figure out what Tosus is saying. What's Tosus Yishanim saying? I guess, all right. I mean, whatever. Tosus sounds good. Sounds straight. Tosus Yishanim sounds a little tricky. Once you get the Yishanim, we're going to have to go back to Tosus. And then, I guess, take a look at the Ramban. Take a look at the Ramban. I mean, the Rashba, I think the Rashba has, like, the Ramban has, but he also has an Halacha Mishmishina, I think. But I'm just saying that I don't want to, I mean, it's a good answer. Al-Hashmishina, I mean, if you want to say that, then I don't want to be minding that too much. But, I mean, just saying, it's an exception. It's an axiomatic thing, and that's, you know, I don't want to deal with that. But the Ramban has another answer, another way to be mechalek between why you don't say Zorik Talamus for Sarab. Okay, so we got some action here. Okay. And then the rest of the doses, I'm not going to go through. And he goes through a little more chashm, but I think that's the main idea. I mean, you have to get to go to that Gemara. I'm just going to, I want to leave it at this part of doses.